winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to another movie review. Today I saw the movie Spider-Man Homecoming, and I'm going to talk a little bit about it. Yes, it's another Spider-Man movie. It's the same Spider-Man that was in Captain America Civil War last year. So this Spider-Man exists in the MCU. He's 15 years old, and people, they did it. They made a great Spider-Man movie. They nailed Peter Parker. Made him perfect. Great sense of humor, great being the Spider-Man. They had a great villain, the Vulture, played by Michael Keaton. Good supporting cast. We have Marissa Tomei there as Aunt May. I already heard Michael Keaton as Vulture. Tom Holland as Peter Parker, aka Spider-Man. And you know what? It's just a really good movie. And how can I forget? John Favreau, Happy Hogan is in it. And Robert Downey Jr., aka Tony Stark, aka Iron Man, is in it, in this movie. This movie is great. Iron Man is mentoring Peter Parker, awesome. Peter Parker he's already Spider-Man in the movie. So, that's another thing in this movie that's great. No Uncle Ben left. No origin story from Peter Parker. He's already Spider-Man. And you know what? It's fun. It's fun as hell. And because it takes place in the MCU, there's all these MCU stuff. You see the Avengers Tower. Peter Parker fights some thugs with a vision mask. And because he's in high school, they show him like class video, teacher aid videos, and who's teaching them? Captain America, that's right. Chris Evans, aka Steve Rogers, aka Captain America, has a brief cameo in this movie. I don't want to get too much away because if you haven't seen it, you have to go see this movie. Here's my terminology here, it's amazing. It's spectacular. Really like how they handled Peter Parker. I loved how they handled Aunt May. That sounded wrong. MJ. No, I don't want to give that away. There's some stuff in this movie I don't want to give away. I don't want to spoil it. This is a spoiler-free review. Really liked it. I liked that Spider-Man was just a street hero. The first half of this movie I loved. You just see Peter Parker being Spider-Man doing everyday rescuing. Jumping thugs, saving cats, stopping cool things, something magical things. This movie was great. And then when you get to the second half, and you get all the bigger stuff, it's awesome. I highly recommend this movie. It's great. This might be my favorite Spider-Man movie, I don't know. Definitely my favorite Spider-Man villain. I put the Green Goblin, Jesus, I knew, but Vulture. Green Goblin from the first Spider-Man movie, the Tobey Maguire 2002. And I'm going to talk about the amazing Spider-Man 2 from a few years ago, Garbage. My Homecoming. I highly recommend it. There's some nice cameos in it, especially if you like that HBO show, Silicon Valley. This movie is a great blend of a high school movie and a superhero movie mixed together. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give this a 9.5. Great movie, I highly recommend it. And that will do it for this spoiler-free Spider-Man Homecoming review. I'll be back next time to talk another movie review, but until then...